Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline, USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeart Radio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio, the list goes on and on. The most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. Big day here today. It is the final Raw of 2015. And a lot of things have been announced for tonight's Raw. As we talked about yesterday on the show, the return tonight of John Cena, as well as the return of Vince McMahon. John Cena, of course, has been gone since he lost the U.S. title to Alberto Del Rio, at least on television. He's been back doing some house shows. Said to look good over the weekend doing house show matches with Alberto Del Rio. This is not a spoiler because who knows what will happen on Raw tonight, but over the weekend, he was facing Del Rio, and the matches did end in a disqualification. So perhaps he will not win the title back tonight, or maybe he will. Who knows? Del Rio hasn't really done much with the belt. But we're going to talk about the return of John Cena here tonight. Vince McMahon has been gone for a couple of weeks. He made a big return. He put over Roman Reigns. He got laid out with the Superman punch. And now he is back, obviously, to set up more with Roman Reigns. We can talk about that, plus a lot of news heading into this big final weekend of the year. We've got the New Japan Tokyo Dome show, which is coming up from New Japan here very, very soon. We could talk about that. Another show from Global Force Wrestling as they move into 2016. And try to make something of whatever this promotion is right now. We could talk about that. And last Monday was the Slammies. Today, for subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com, it is the Filthies. Filthy Tom Lawler will be handing out his annual awards. You can still vote. And we'll tell you how to do it when we come back from the break. You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Hey, America, it's me, Colonel Sanders. Now, can you guess what I'm thinking? Nope, that's not it. Nope, nope, not that. Nope, nope. Exactly. KFC's popcorn chicken is made with 100% white meat, not like those nuggets that come in funny shapes. And now you can get them in a KFC $5 fill-up, along with a side, a cookie, and a drink. Wow, you are very good at guessing things. Kentucky Fried Chicken. It's finger-licking good.
At participating KFCs includes popcorn chicken, side biscuit, cookie, medium drink, tax extra.
We took our ultra-thin Trojan bear skin condom and turned it up. Introducing the new Trojan studded bear skin condom. Thin for closeness. Studded for stimulation. Turn it up with the new Trojan studded bear skin condom. Trojan, the pleasure of protection. And for those who live large, try new Magnum Bearskin Condoms.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, it makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
The experts at web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. A lot of news to get into here today on a Monday, and this is going to be a strange way to kick it off, but I'm going to start it anyway. Mike, have you seen the new Star Wars?
I have not yet.
Really? Man, I can't believe all of my geek friends, I've seen it before all of them. Vinny hasn't seen it yet. Not that you're a geek, Mike,
I've never been one of those Star Wars people, though.
You did mention that, but, I mean, come on. Everyone's seen Star Wars. My wife has seen Star Wars.
I'm waiting for Concussion first. I will see Concussion and then Daddy's Home, both on the advice of Dave Meltzer before I see Star Wars.
Wow. Well, Mike, you should go see Star Wars. And I know some of you who have not seen it are shaking right now, thinking, oh my God, Brian's going to do some spoilers. I will not be doing any Star Wars spoilers on this show as I talk about it. But I will be doing a full review with Vinny as soon as he's seen the movie. And I do want to say one thing about Star Wars, because I saw it down here at the Seaside Cinemas, which seat about 150. You can only imagine the 150 people who showed up to see Star Wars in Seaside a couple of nights ago on a Saturday night at 9:30. It was quite the eclectic mix. But I don't know how many movies Vince McMahon watches. I don't think a lot of them. Listen, I don't see a lot of movies either. I used to watch a lot of them, but I haven't gone to a movie in a long, long time. But when I was a little kid, I loved Star Wars. And I loved the first three. Then the second three came out, and they absolutely sucked. And when I heard that they were going to do a new one, and I saw the trailers, I was like, you know what? I'm going to give this movie a chance. And I went and saw the new Star Wars, and suffice to say, I was not disappointed. And you know what's amazing about it? I know there's some people who didn't like the movie, or they thought it was boring, or they said, oh man, it was kind of like a remake of the original back in 1977. Listen, I thought it was a really, really good movie. And one of the things about it, it was so hard to watch this movie as a man who follows wrestling for a living. Because there are things, and it's not just in Star Wars. I'm sure it's in a whole bunch of different movies that I haven't gone and seen. There is a simple way to tell a story with good guys and bad guys and the motivation of the good guys and the motivation of the bad guys and the characters and why people behave in certain ways. It's so easy. It goes back to the first stories that were ever written on this planet. I know I've ranted about this before. I'm not going to waste everybody's time and do it again. But man, I just watched this movie and it was like, if Vince McMahon went and watched movies, if he actually sat down and once a week he watched like a classic film, I don't even care what it is, Star Wars, Gone with the Wind, Platoon, any of these movies, any of the classics, The Godfather, if he actually sat down and watched these movies, maybe he would realize, you know what? It shouldn't be this hard. It shouldn't be this hard to get a baby face over or to make a top heel or to come up with a simple story leading to next year's WrestleMania that involves the redemption of a hero or something. All of this stuff should be so easy. And he has made it so hard. I don't know if it's because he doesn't watch movies. I don't know if it's because he's immersed in this bubble where he thinks this is the way it has to be done in wrestling. But it doesn't need to be this way. And I'm sure you could actually go to see Daddy's Home, and I'm sure it'd be the same way. Maybe the movie sucks. I don't know. My wife loves Tommy Boy. I remember Roger Ebert thought that movie absolutely sucked. But you know what? I'll bet Tommy Boy had a pretty simple story that's probably better than a lot of the stories I've seen on Raw of late. And I just wish I could see some of these simple stories again.
I don't know if you have to go see movies for that, because you run into the danger of sitting there watching too many movies and coming up with ideas that you turn into Vince Russo. So I would just suggest you see what worked in wrestling in the past and you go back and follow that, because like you said, these stories have been written since the beginning of time. The reason that boxing and professional wrestling and mixed martial arts, they're very simple stories to tell, because you have two half-naked people that are standing in front of each other and they want to beat each other up. And you have to sell the public on why they want to beat each other up. Is it for a title? Is it for money? Is it for some other reason? Where wrestling can has the advantage and then has the disadvantage, because you overthink things and you do too many stupid things, is you have the ability to be a little bit more creative. You know, boxing or MMA, what are you fighting for? You're fighting either for a ranking to get to a title shot, or you're fighting for money. It's a big fight that people want to see. Sometimes there's such personal animosity between two people that you want to see them face off as well. It's a lot more rare there because it's sport as compared to pro wrestling, where you can create that narrative much more often. Now, you don't have to see a bunch of movies. You don't have to overthink things. You just have to make things make sense. And you have to have, you know, clarity and goals in how you think. And they haven't had that. They always have the ability to turn things around again, unlike other places, because they are so big. They do have so much money and they do have so much power. And they have a lot of creative people that are there. So, like we were talking about yesterday, hope springs eternal. And here we are with Monday night. John Cena's coming back, so there's another one in the star pile. You have Vince McMahon, who's going to be back, and yeah, you're going up against a big football game, but they at least have what they want out of Roman Reigns for right now, as far as the crowd approval and as far as being where they need him to be. Now from there, you don't need to see a movie for this. You don't need to see a Hateful Eight to come up with some awesome little, you know, unit of bad guys. You just need to take the League of Nations, stop making them look and act like a bunch of geeks, and then go from there.
Is it a spoiler to talk about something that was written in the crawl at the beginning of the movie when it first starts?
Maybe, but everybody can just close their ears for the next minute.
All right.
If so.
All right, close your ears for the next couple of minutes, because I just want to mention one other thing. At the very beginning of the movie, when you walk into the theater, maybe this is a spoiler. If you don't even want to know what's in the crawler, then turn off now. If you don't care what happens in the first 1 minute of the movie, the crawler that they do, the prologue at the beginning of the movie, it mentions that Luke Skywalker has gone missing. That's in the very first crawler. So everybody's looking for Luke. I don't think this is a spoiler. That's just what the movie's about. It's in the prologue deal. And Princess Leia is trying to find him. Now, the reason I mention all of this is in the crawler, there is a comma that appears to be missing. In the crawler, it says that Leia is looking for her brother Luke. And a bunch of these Star Wars fans are fixated on these missing commas. Because there should be commas when it says her brother, comma, Luke, comma. Because apparently without the commas, it means her brother Luke, which indicates she may have more brothers. Point of this is, it probably is just a typo, but everybody has leaped on this thinking there's more to it than what they're analyzing it, wondering if it's like a clue or if it's a typo or if it's an indication of what is to come in this and other movies. And when I saw this online, I was like, man, these fans are looking at every last single possible little detail, some of which they may have made up in their heads. And this is another point I want to make. The show, the Raw show today, there are no commas that you can pounce on. Because unlike, like, a great movie or the original Star Wars trilogy, which today people still look back at and they're arguing about, did Han shoot first? This little tiny detail from 1977. Today, what's the point of looking for any little detail when you know, A, it doesn't matter, and B, if it does, they're going to forget about it. I was just watching the movie, and I was reading about that, and I was just thinking, you know, fans of a movie or a wrestling promotion, they're really into it, and they want to find little details. They want to have discussion among their friends about what something might or might not mean. And I remember when I was a little kid, you could do this. You could try to figure out where they were going with storylines because things made sense. Nowadays, man, things happen all the time. There have been a million, sort of one example, some sort of deal where Lana went into Hunter's office and the next thing you know, she got a match. What? What was she doing in the office with Triple H? Triple H is married to Stephanie. Shouldn't this have been a storyline? The answer is no, it's not a storyline at all. It was dropped and we never heard about it again. And that annoys me. We're going to be back in just a moment. We'll get off this topic. We'll talk about Raw tonight and more. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Got a lot of news to talk about here today. The return of John Cena. The return of Vince McMahon. All sorts of things happening here on the show tonight. No Brock Lesnar, as far as I know. Ric Flair will be there tonight. Mike, do you think we are going to see a title change with John Cena winning back the U.S. title here in his first match since he left?
I would not go ahead and do that. I think it would be too early. I think if you first, actually, let me say this, but what you were talking about at the end of the first segment there, with fans getting into it, you know, when they have gotten into it, it's when things have been good or the writing has been good or things have made sense. because a recent example of what you were talking about, Asuka and Nia Jax. You know, people's minds raced when he came to that one in NXT, seeing them cross for a little bit, and everybody's minds ran wild on what this could possibly mean. So there is that. So it does happen, just hasn't happened on Raw. Hopefully it does. Now, when it comes to Raw, if they had not announced that John Cena was going to be back and they actually had this as a surprise, which I know is not the most appropriate thing in the position they're in right now to not advertise John Cena, but with the League of Nations already knowing that John Cena is going to come back, even if he gets a U.S. title shot right off the bat, they're just going to interfere anyway. I would figure if he was going to come back and Alberto was doing the same gimmick John Cena was, which was I'll face anybody, and then somebody comes out and he either beats them or the League of Nations comes out and helps him beat them, then okay, John Cena could come out tonight, big surprise, win the title, throw everything asunder. But since they are bringing him back, they announced it, and the League of Nations knows he's coming back, why not just set this up for a match at the Royal Rumble? Because I think that would probably make the most sense.
Yeah, I mean, I would not change the title. Well, let me put it this way. When the storyline
beat him tonight, I don't know about changing the title.
Well, when the storyline first happened and Alberto Del Rio won the title, initially, if you would have asked me, okay, well, is John Cena just going to come back and take the belt back? It would sort of be like, well, I don't want Alberto Del Rio to just be holding the belt while he's gone. And as soon as he comes back, he just wins it again. But the issue is, I would not have booked Del Rio like they booked Del Rio. What has Del Rio done since John Cena left? Absolutely nothing. Del Rio is cut out of virtually every single Raw on Hulu. That's how boring his matches are. He's not a fighting champion. He is not defending the belt regularly on television. He's not doing anything regularly on television. He is the fourth geek in the League of Geeks. So,
wow, you're putting Wade Barrett's geekdom ahead of Alberto Del Rio?
Well, you know, I don't know. I just meant he is
the Vianos, geek number three.
That's right. They should all wear masks and just have 1, 2, 3, and 4 on their tights. Just the four geeks. But what's he doing? You know what I mean? Nothing. He's not doing a thing. And so you may as well just put the belt back on John Cena and let him come out every week and do the U.S. title open challenge, because that's way better television than Del Rio just standing there like a statue with his tanned body doing absolutely nothing on the show every single week. So the way they've been doing things, I would put the belt back on Cena, but I don't imagine they'll do it tonight. I'm sure the League of Nations, as you noted, will run in and will set up some sort of John Cena versus League of Nations feud with Roman Reigns getting involved. Who is Roman Reigns' top heel foil going to be now that John Cena is back and apparently feuding with the League of Nations?
Stephanie McMahon Helmsley, obviously.
No, they've got to have a match. I did hear...
Oh, by the way, can John Cena come out? Hopefully, I don't know what the difference is between driving a Rascal and driving, like, you know, one of those Steve Austin 4x4s or whatever they were called, the four-wheelers, you know, bringing them out. Because maybe Zeb Coulter can come out driving one of those with John Cena on the back of it.
Was it called like a Zambino or something like that?
Well, there was a Zamboni.
Zamboni, that's right. Zamboni.
Actually, you know what? I'd be fine with that. I would love to see Zeb Coulter come out driving a Zamboni through the entrance. I would be completely okay with that. But, when it comes to Roman Reigns, I'm sure that Sheamus with a rematch could probably happen at the Royal Rumble or something like that, knocks that one out, but it is very interesting what you do going forward. You know, Kevin Owens is probably right now, and I don't see him being tied into that mix. There's been talk of him with Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania anyway, so you'd want to keep him away from Roman Reigns. Triple H is out there as a possibility, but again, I don't know about that one. It's an interesting thing. They either have to get – look, they've been needing to get a heel hot for, what, a year? I mean, it's months and months and months and months they have needed to get stars, and they needed to get somebody hot enough to go ahead and face Roman Reigns, and that's not going to happen. And I think they probably have blown it because, again, maybe some people boo. Who cares? It doesn't matter. But Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania was probably the way you want to go, you know? Because, again, you got equity with Roman or Brock Lesnar defeating The Undertaker. He's the biggest star. He's the only person in that company who, if you beat, you know, you're actually getting something out of it. And are you going to wait a whole another year after that? Are you going to wait on some, you know, B-level pay-per-view that's not WrestleMania to have that happen? I think they've probably blown that one if they don't do it this year. But they're going to run out of time on how you build that anyway. So, again, it's just a lot of nonsense there. You take that out, and who's left? I don't know. I don't know who they're going to have. Right now, everything is centered around the McMahons, and I guess we'll have to see what happens.
Well, I know that it was scheduled to be a Roman Reigns versus Sheamus cage match, likely at the Royal Rumble. So I think that it's going to be Roman Reigns and Sheamus for the time being, and then come Royal Rumble time, we'll find out who Roman's foil is leading into the next couple of months in WrestleMania. I was told that tonight on Raw, there is going to be an angle leading to the Royal Rumble. Now, I've been told many times that there may be something happening on Raw, and I would say half the time, it doesn't happen. Because, as always, plans change. But because you've got Vince McMahon on the show tonight, you've got the return of John Cena on the show tonight, and they are presuming there's going to be a lot of viewers watching this show, I would bet there will be a Royal Rumble angle shot tonight. Because you got so many eyeballs on the product. And if you're going to shoot an angle for the Royal Rumble, there's no guarantee you'll have all of these eyeballs next week or the week after. They are teasing big returns tonight. Now is the night to shoot the big angle. I don't know what it's going to be. I mean, maybe it'll just be something with Roman Reigns and Sheamus leading to the cage match. That
big
is possible.
Show.
Oh, God, please. I don't need to see the Big Show and Roman Reigns again. But yes.
Hey, look, I understand what you're saying, too, with, you know, all the eyeballs. It doesn't matter anymore. They need to treat every show like it's the last show leading into WrestleMania. They really, really do. Whether there's eyeballs on it or not, and they're going to have the advantage that football's going to be over soon enough, but they got to start cranking it up and getting in the groove now of trying to do that stuff and having shows and making things matter week after week after week, or it won't matter anyway. You're going to get inflated, you know, sense of security going into WrestleMania anyway because you have all that stuff going on. And you have all that extra attention and all that other stuff. But you have got to do this now. They've needed to do it for a long time. Forget about, you know, trying to figure out strategic times of football games or this person or that person. It doesn't matter. They have got to treat this thing with a great sense of urgency because they have needed to for quite some time anyway, and they are running out of time.
I want to mention that later on today for subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com, it is going to be the Filthies. Filthy Tom Lawler's annual awards, the first annual Filthy Awards. Very similar, of course, to the Slammy Awards. And if you would like to participate in the Filthies, you can head up to Tom's Twitter, which is available at Filthy Tom Lawler. I believe there are 16 categories, if I recall correctly. And you can vote on Superstar of the Year, the Hash Brown of the Year, as opposed to the Hashtag, which literally I just figured out as I was saying the Hash Brown of the Year because I had no clue what he was talking about yesterday, but I just figured it out. All of these votes are up at Filthy Tom Lawler on Twitter, and I have retweeted several of those. So if you want to participate in the Filthies, that is how you go up there and do it. And Tom and I will be running down the winners of the Filthies on the show that is coming up later on tonight for subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com. The next couple of days, we're going to be doing a bunch of email questions. I believe we'll go back to the phone calls and live text messages on Wednesday. But I do have some text messages and some Twitter questions here that people have sent in for today's show. I'm going to read some of those as we go on for the next segment here. Want to mention before I do that, however, that coming up is the New Japan Tokyo Dome event. We have got 10 matches scheduled for the show, including the New Japan Rumble pre-show match, which is always a classic. Tenzan, Jado, Jushin Liger, Manabu Nakanishi, Taguchi, Kojima, Tiger Mask, Yuji Nagata are all confirmed for the New Japan Rumble. And Mike, as always, I would presume we're going to have some surprise entrants into the Rumble, some of whom may be 1,000 years old.
I would hope so. Look, after the performance that Great Kojika had last year, and as well as this year in the the Tenru retirement show. I hope he's there. And I know that, you know, him and Kabuki and the old guys will probably get some play because of being in there last year. But I also hope they use this as a chance to bring back, hey, bring back a Muto. Bring back some, just again, it's there for people to get a pop and get some enjoyment out of. Hopefully they actually have some guys from more of a modern setting to make people happy as well.
Of course, the main event of that show is Hiroshi Tanahashi versus Kazuchika Okada. Singles match for the IWGP Championship. They have headlined three of the last four Tokyo Dome shows. Okada has never beaten Tanahashi in the main event at the Dome. That is his goal for this year. Shinsuke Nakamura versus AJ Styles also on the show. We'll be talking a lot about the Tokyo Dome here in the next couple of days, but we will be back in just a moment to talk your questions and more. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
I'm feverish and stuffy, but I still see you checking out my sweet cough cloud. See, when I cough, I make a cloud of 3,000 droplets of saliva. Impressive, no?
No.
But your eyes say yes.
Ugh, cough clouds are sick. Take new Robitussin CF Max Severe. It delivers powerful relief of cough, sore throat, stuffy nose, and fever. Robitussin, because it's never just a cough. Use as directed.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Sports Byline's library of more than 12,000 interviews is a treasure. I'm Ron Barr, and we want your help in protecting, sharing, and continuing to build this sports interview treasure. We've launched a GoFundMe campaign, so please go to sportsbyline.com/funding and donate so you can be a part of preserving and continuing to build this unique collection of sports interviews. Everyone who donates receives a link to a special commemorative collection of the Sports Byline Interview Library. Thank you for your support and help.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. A lot of news to get into with Raw coming up here tonight. The return of John Cena, the return of Vince McMahon. Ric Flair is going to be there. And we got some questions here from the mailbag to get into, Mike. And this one, we kind of talked a little bit about this yesterday as we began and ended with January, our year in review. Because it's just impossible to do a full year in review on a show that's not 35 hours long. This person here says, walking out of 2015, is pro wrestling better off than walking into 2015? What do you think, Mike?
Well, I think, oh boy, I guess in some ways, it's a double-edged sword. It really is. In some ways, it is better. I mean, this year we had a lot of enthusiasm, and we saw the enthusiasm of wrestling fans and some of them that had been gone for a while and came back, and that was great. Because even though I think deep down, I don't know how many people really believed that ROH and TNA on Destination America was really going to matter at all, but still, it for a second created this fun thing. NXT has been fantastic. The British promotions like Progress and Rev Pro being able to have guys like Ospreay and Zack Sabre Jr. on them, as well as bring in, you know, importing guys to come over, your AJ Styles and your guys from New Japan to have great shows. AAA, you know, at the beginning of the year, they had a horrible year, but at the beginning of the year, there was a lot of support there. CMLL has had some good things on it. Japan, obviously. Dragon Gate has been fantastic if you've had a chance to see it. The NOAH storyline with Suzuki-Gun, from tour to post, honestly may be the angle of the year. I mean, it drew real emotion out of longtime NOAH fans, and it was an incredible journey of Minoru Suzuki as the heavyweight champion of that promotion and the people there trying to get it back. There is a lot of good stuff that happened last year, and a lot of that stuff is flowing into this year. So in some ways, because guys having the ability to work in more places and indie guys that haven't had a chance to get their rate up and they've been able to make some money and you can work in other places now and have a career outside of WWE and be able to make a living, that's cool. But, you know, the rising tide lifts all ships, and it can also bury them all and shipwreck them as well, too, when things go bad. And WWE is that big monster out there. And the network is doing well. They are making money. They're a solvent company. They're not going to go bankrupt and disappear anytime soon. But creatively, they're the ones that create the longest time wrestling fans. They create the most, maybe not the most passionate wrestling fans, but they create the most wrestling fans. And if they're not doing well, you know, creatively, and the interest isn't there, realistically, as we go down the line, even though we may not see the effects until later, they really do damage to trying to create wrestling fans. So in that aspect, things have not been good. Again, we're hoping here at the end that maybe things can spring anew again. And the biggest thing is just come WrestleMania, coming out of WrestleMania, where will WWE be? Because that will really tell the tale for the entire year. Because no matter what happens anywhere else, no matter how important somebody may think it is, if it's not WWE, unfortunately, it's not what truly ultimately matters in the grand scheme of things, because everybody looks at WWE as the bellwether, and deservedly so.
I am a positive man. I think that 2016 is going to be pretty good. Obviously, we had a big year for UFC, and we've got some big fights coming up in 2016, so I think they're okay for another year. We've got WWE, which it can't be worse. I mean, maybe it can, but I'd be very surprised if it was worse than the boring 2015 we had on Raw. And
if it is worse, then what do you do?
Well, it's impossible, but one thing, forget Raw. One thing that's way better about WWE is NXT is way bigger going into 2016 than it was going into 2015. And NXT, I don't care if Raw sucks every week. If I get to turn on NXT and see all of these great television shows and matches, and NXT is going to be so much bigger in 2016 than it was in 2015, it's like we've got an alternative. It's like all of a sudden there was a second national wrestling promotion that could only afford an hour of television that is going to spring into our televisions and into our living rooms and make life better for everybody. I am very bullish on NXT. Obviously, Lucha Underground is coming back. Their season 2 is going to be starting in January. And they're also going to be filming season 3 coming up, I believe, in the spring. So we'll have a lot of Lucha Underground. That's good news. Ring of Honor seems to be stable. TNA is moving to Pop TV, which is not a positive, I don't think. But it's not like anybody was watching them on Destination America. We had nobody talking about TNA when they were on Destination America. So, if anything, television-wise, it's probably a lateral move. And business-wise, I don't think it's going to make any difference whatsoever. I think they're going to be exactly where they were last year. They'll just be making less money on television, so it's not even something to consider. As far as New Japan, Dave has talked a lot about New Japan. Dave is comparing it to Jim Crockett Promotions. Maybe that's the case, maybe it's not. I don't know. I do know that they had a great, I don't want to call it like a boom period, but they did turn things around in a big way in 2014 and 2015. They now have the same, I mean, you would know better than I, Mike, but I'm a little, I mean, the idea that we've got Tanahashi versus Okada for the third time in 4 years, I mean, it is a big match. It is telling a great story, but can you imagine if we had a Roman, I shouldn't even say Roman Reigns. I'm trying to think of like a big match. Let's say Brock Lesnar and John Cena headlined WrestleMania 2 years ago, and then they headlined it again last year, and now they were set to headline for the third time. Like, what would we be thinking today if WWE ran a WrestleMania main event for the third time in 4 years? We'd be thinking, man, they need to create some new superstars quick. I don't think it's quite that bad with New Japan because it does tell a story, but they do need new stars. I think that that is without question. Their top stars are older, and who knows the shape that Tanahashi's back and neck are in. Same with Nakamura, same with AJ Styles. At least they have Okada, who is young and seems to be without pain. But I don't know. I'm less bullish about New Japan going into 2016. What are your thoughts on that promotion?
I'm not as bearish as Dave is on it. I understand that they do need to create new stars, and they are not out of their system cranking them out very fast. You know, there's been the names that we have heard, you know, the Komatsus and guys like that, and they've just brought Watatame back from Ring of Honor and back from America and put him under the new heel character that he is, being teamed up with Naito. But here's why. Because if you were to do The Undertaker and Shawn Michaels again, like you did 2 years in a row, and you had a great enough story, people would buy it. And that's the thing with this story is people are buying it. You had Okada coming out of last year's Dome show in tears, the one veteran he can't get over. He is being embarrassed on the biggest stage. That's it. Now, if he loses this, then they've done some serious damage to him. And, you know, that's just the way it goes. I don't care how great Tanahashi is.
Well, I don't think he's going to lose.
I don't think so either. But at some point, you got to get over that hump. It's not the main event matches because they have a brand new match. They have Nakamura and AJ Styles, which is a match that people have been clamoring for now for a long, long time. It's a brand new match. So you have that. It's the undercard. It's all the rest of the stuff that's on there that has gotten stale. That's where the problem is. So they do need to shake things up there.
But Mike, let me ask you this question. You say that the story is working, and I'm sure the story is working better than if WWE ran the same main event 3 times out of 4 years. But what concerns me is that we can't get an attendance figure for the number of tickets that have been sold for the Tokyo Dome. That is usually a bad sign. That usually means they're not selling a lot of tickets, or tickets are moving very, very slowly. That, to me, is a bad sign.
Yeah, they haven't hyped anything. Look, last year was more of a surprise, yeah, but in the past couple of years, you've not been able to get the best of attendance figures. I mean, they haven't been that great anyway. So, you know, you take last year out of the mix, even I guess maybe the last 2 years, but especially last year, which was a big surprise out of that mix, it's not that unusual. It's really, really not. Again, it's where they go this year, you know, after the Dome. Where will Naito be? Naito's a young guy. He's not super young or anything like that, but he's still young enough. He still moves well enough. What do you do with him? What do you do with all these other guys? Because you have a ton of talent. And you also have a stake in Noah, where there is a ton of talent there. You have your hands in other mixes everywhere. I mean, it's, to me, they have the ability, because of how well they're run, because of the stability of the promotion, to use outsiders, use other Japanese guys that maybe they don't use all the time, that would be fresh and new to New Japan fans, to kind of delay being able to create their own new stars or to see how those guys mature. They have some time and the ability to do that, but they can only do that when the rest of the creative is there and is solid. And bringing in, like, an example of the six-man tag titles isn't, to me, the best idea, because you have a junior tag team division and a tag team division with some talented people in it that is very, very stagnant. And that's where it's more worrisome. All of this attention on the building new stars. Now they have time to get away with some stuff like that if the rest of the creative is good. And that's where I think the problem is. Jado and Ghetto have been great. They have been great. But they have also ignored certain things like the tag team division at times, and things have gotten very stagnant. They may need some new help and some new eyeballs on that stuff to kind of give it a spark. You know, it's like WWE. You know the McMahons are going to have their hands in the top storyline, and I don't blame them for doing so if they want to be about Roman Reigns. But they also need to get somebody in there to look at your Cesaros and your Owens and some of these other people and give them some new ideas to keep them fresh and exciting as we go along.
Sam here says, is John Cena going to have that I've been gone a long time beard tonight? I can only hope. God, that'd be awesome.
The Shawn Michaels beard. I don't think he can. John Cena even. John Cena is such a baby face, he can't even grow stubble.
I bet John Cena could grow a monstrous beard, but we're not going to see
it. Big Fu Manchu?
He's been busy filming. He can't just grow a beard in a week. This person says, why are characters stale on Raw but fresh on NXT? Look at Enzo and Cass, who are modern, and Ziggler, who was stuck in the 80s. Listen, I've been critical of Dolph Ziggler about a lot of things. And actually, I guess this kind of is a criticism, if you want to consider it such, that you don't like his gimmick. That's Dolph's gimmick. I mean, nobody went to Dolph and said, listen, we got a great idea for a character. We want you to dress in jean jackets and tie-dye. And pretend you're straight out of the 90s. Nobody told him that. That's his
gimmick. The 90s, he's like 1986 out of Pensacola, Florida on a beach somewhere.
Sort of. I've been watching 1986, Mike. It's a different universe than what we're seeing today.
Motley Crue, bro.
Oh, my God. What nostalgia guys will appear at the Rumble? And he says he loved the Best of 2015 show. I don't know. I don't know how many guys will have nostalgia guys. I don't think you'll see Mil Máscaras like we saw at the 1997 Rumble, which I just saw on the Retro Raw that we reviewed. This guy.
I tell you what, you could see him in the New Japan pre-show, though. That's possible.
Actually, believe it or not, everybody, that is, I don't think it's going to happen. But if he's going to show up on a Rumble, it will be the New Japan Rumble coming up on January 4th. What do you guys think will be the main event of WrestleMania? I don't know. It is Texas. It is the biggest mania of all time. I would not rule out Roman Reigns versus The Undertaker, but I don't know. We're going to be back in just a moment with more Observer Live here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
We are back here for the final segment of the show. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. If you're back to work and you're looking for things to listen to, we had four shows go up on the website yesterday. Wrestling Observer Live, Wrestling Observer Radio, The Brian and Vinny Show, and a brand new After Dark Radio where we had a huge announcement involving Carl Stern. If you want to hear it for yourself, you can hear After Dark Radio free at AfterDarkRadioShow.com. Today, three shows going up for subscribers on the website. The commercial-free version of this show. Also, we will have a brand new Figure Four Daily with Filthy Tom Lawler celebrating the 2015 Filthy Awards. If you want to head up and check that out, that's going to be up later on today. And a brand new Wrestling Observer Radio with myself and Dave Meltzer reviewing Raw after the show goes off the air here tonight. And Mike, the Raw show tonight leading into the Royal Rumble. Who do you think, since somebody asked in the last segment, is going to win the Royal Rumble and go on to get a championship match at WrestleMania?
Boy, I wish I knew. I'll go under the assumption that you don't want to do Undertaker and Reigns. In the main event, I will go with
you don't want to do? I want to do that match.
Nah, because as great as that is, I want to see The Undertaker kill somebody on the way out in Texas, and it's a big celebration and all that sort of stuff. I like that idea. I'll go with Lesnar and Owens, and by that scenario, you need something big to happen for the end of WrestleMania. So why not have John Cena win the Royal Rumble? Some people may groan, who knows? But he goes on and faces Roman Reigns in the main event of WrestleMania.
Well, we may get a Royal Rumble angle on Raw tonight, so make sure you check that out. Mike and I are going to be back tomorrow with a brand new show. Want to thank everybody at Sports Byline. Mike, as always, all of the listeners. We're out of time. We'll talk to you again next time. Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.